Okay, good evening, all. We're in the middle of a mitzvah dalet over here, discussing the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. So we said yesterday that the way this mitzvah it was done was that you had to have eidim, you had to have witnesses that would go in front of a beis din. They would go in front of a beis din of three men that had smicha. They had a smicha from the ancient times. Nowadays, we know that we don't have proper smicha, right? Rabbis nowadays, they get a smicha of sorts from various rabbinical institutions, but it's not the proper smicha, which means that there's a tradition passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu that these people have been ordained as rabbis that was sort of cut off after the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll discuss that a little bit more in a moment. But for right now, we know that this mitzvah does have to be done in front of people who do have smicha. So says the Chinuch as follows: V'tam she'in mitzvah zo ela b'smicha. And the reason why you can't do this mitzvah with anyone else other than people who have smicha, the judges need to have smicha. L'fisha ba b'feir shachodesh hazalachem. You learn it straight out from the pasuk that we learned this entire mitzvah out of, that says hachodesh hazalachem. This is a month for you, lachem for you. So gedol musmuchim k'moschem. It means great people that have smicha that have ordination like you. Who's you? Kila Moshe Aaron Emar, right? We're talking about Moshe and Aaron in this pasuk. In particular, when this commandment was given, the you meant to Moshe and Aaron. Therefore, we need to have people who are of the stature of Moshe and Aaron. Now, most people in general are not of the stature of Moshe and Aaron, but as long as you have smicha like them, then you would be considered fitting to be on this basin. V'odar shu adavar, and furthermore, there's another proof to this. Midesamach lo dabru el kol das b'nei Yisrael. Our pasuk of Hachodesh Hazal Lechem is right next to the pasuk of dabru el kol das b'nei Yisrael, that you should speak to the entire assembly of Israel. Klomar, what this means is sheyehei lahem laosan shikashua chodesh reshus kol Yisrael, that the people who you are sanctifying the month in front of, that you have the witnesses that are coming to come to these judges, they have to be it has to be sort of given with the permission for all of Israel. So what does that mean? Klomar chachamim gadolim shabbi Yisrael. It means the great sages of the Jewish people. You go based in a gadol, like the based in a gadol, right? The assumption is that as long as people have smicha, they're great rabbis, and the assumption is that they are people who would be considered accepted by all the Jewish people. And that's why we have the pasuk that says speaks to the entire assembly of Israel, right? That comes to teach you that anyone who is fitting for all the Jewish people, that all the Jewish people would accept as a leader, that would be someone who you can have on the based in. V'chein, so says the Chinuch, that this sounds like a very high level. It needs to be one of the greatest people in the world. So not so fast. It could be anyone who is considered one of the great sages of Israel, who has smicha from the land of Israel, special smicha from Israel. This person is someone who has smicha from the well-known process of giving smicha in Eretz Israel. This person has the ability to fulfill this mitzvah of sitting on the beis din when the two witnesses come to say they saw the new moon. It says the Chinuch, you know what? These people are even allowed to sanctify the new month in outside of Eretz Israel. So if these people who are great sages, who got smicha from the land of Israel, and they find themselves outside of the land of Israel, then they are allowed to sanctify the new month outside of Israel. But says the Chinuch, this is only allowed if there are no people who are as great as them left in the land of Israel. If there are people who are equal to their stature, and for sure greater than their stature in the land of Israel, then you should sanctify the month in Israel. However, if there is no one as great as them, then you can do it with them outside of the land of Israel. So the Chinuch says as follows: V'chein matzino sh'asu v'chein Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua v'Akiva ben Yosef shayu ben Yanzeh. This story actually happened once before, right? With Chananya, who was the son of the brother of Rabbi Yeshua, as well as Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. These two were great chachamim, great rabbis who lived outside of the land of Israel at this certain time, and they had smicha from the land of Israel. So says the Chinuch, that there was a time when they did actually sanctify the new month outside of the land of Israel, because there was no great rabbis who were equal to their stature inside the land of Israel. Aval bilti tanaim elu, however, without these qualifications that we have set before you, ein reshus l'shum adam Yisrael l'kboa chadash mula bershanim, there is no allowment for any one of the Jewish people to establish new months or to make a leap year. So you're going to say that's a big issue, because nowadays, since we just said a second ago, we don't have real smicha. We have I don't want to call it mock smicha. That's a little rude, but not as real as it used to be back in the day. So how do we have calendars nowadays? How do we have Rosh Chodesh? How do we have leap years this year? How did we make the leap year? So says the Chinuch, Im Tishal, you're going to ask the question, Im Kenith is so, Heach Anu Osim Hayom, She'in Lanu Chachamim Smucha, since we don't have real smicha nowadays, what are we going to do? Dasha Kach Kibalnu, you should know that we received the following tradition, Sh'Rabbi Hillel Hanasi Beno Shal Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi Hillel Hanasi, a great rabbi who was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Shaya Gadol B'Doro B'Nismach V'Eretz, he was a great man of his generation, and he had smicha from Israel. He actually figured out the lunar cycle for not all of time, but for many, many hundreds, thousands of years. So he set up the calendar for us, even nowadays, way back when, a couple of thousand years ago. How far along did he set up these months and these leap years? He set them up all the way up until Eliyahu Hanavi will come. And this is exactly what we rely on nowadays. So nowadays, how do we make a calendar? How do we have Rosh Chodesh? How do we have leap years? Because of the calendar that was made by Hillel all the way back in the day. God willing, soon we'll have Smicha once again, which would come when Mashiach comes. But for right now, this is what we use. So that brings us to the end of this section of this Mishnah. And God willing, tomorrow we'll continue further. But for now, we will stop right here.